Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today, as you may or may not know, it doesn't matter, is the opening of the World Series. What I'd like to suggest is that we change the work detail tonight so that we can watch the ball game.
Well, Mr. McMurphy, what you're asking is that we change a very carefully worked out schedule.
A little change never hurt, huh? A little variety?
Well, it's not necessarily true, Mr. McMurphy. You know, some men on the war take a long, long time to get used to the schedule. Change it now and they might find it very disturbing.
The schedule. I mean, they can go back to the schedule after the series. I'm talking about the World Series, Nurse Reggie. Huh?
From One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
No, man, let it breathe. Let the Fox baseball music breathe, because this is probably the last time we're playing it.
Oh, you don't know that. You know, it could be. What if it's a thrilling series? And we're leading with it on Monday. Yeah, it's not going to happen after the Bears play.
It's just pretty great, man. I've always loved the Fox baseball music more than anything else.
Really?
Yes, more than any of the other themes. This is the one that gets me the most hyped.
Their pregame and postgame shows are a pretty good vibe.
Agreed.
I'll give it up for Alex Rodriguez and Derek Jeter. You know, pretty comfortable these days. And Big Poppy David Ortiz is good TV. The Dodgers and the Blue Jays will start tonight. Nobody struck out more batters during the course of the year than the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Blue Jays, as an offense, led the majors in contact percentage, and they have the lowest strikeout rate in the postseason by a lot. This Blue Jays offense has been great. They don't strike out much. Vlad Guerrero Jr. doesn't strike out much, but the Dodgers strike out everybody. Let's see what you got. Good matchup. Very, very good matchup. Question to you about the Dodgers, people. Do they need back-to-back World Series wins to be stamped as a dynasty? They have a 98-win regular season last year when they won it. This year, a 93-win regular season. But they had 104 wins in 17, did not win. 106 in 19, did not win. 106 again in 2021. 111 wins in 22 and 100 wins in 2023 and did not win. That's five different years of 100 wins and no title. Do they need to go back-to-back to be stamped as a dynasty?
No, because we all know that they've been the team. They're the one that we're searching for. There's a difference, though, and we've been talking about it all year. What happens during the regular season usually tells you who the best teams are. What happens during the postseason tells you who won the World Series. The variance allows for it, but they're kind of the variance killers.
Yeah, they've won seven straight playoff games.
Yeah, and they're doing
Or six straight, excuse me. They haven't lost a playoff game yet.
They're doing it in a way, too, that's
seven straight. I take it back. Go again.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're doing different things. You want to keep...
No, I was going to let you go that time.
That they're doing it with, we're letting our pitchers go. Did you see what Blake Snell said about... Do you remember a couple of World Series ago? Maybe it was the LCS.
What, when Kevin Cash took out Blake Snell?
Yeah, was that the LCS or the World Series?
I think it was the World Series, but
ever since then, he's been trying to figure out how to get deeper in postseason games. Mm. And guess where he got advice from? He got the advice from Logan Webb. Logan Webb was like, hey, this is the way that you need to approach this. These are the ways that you're going to be able to go longer in games. So imagine that. Like he takes what he learns from the Giants, mm-hmm. then moves on to the Dodgers.
And beats the Giants among everybody else. It was the World Series, game six of the World Series in 2020. Yeah, that starting rotation, $1.4 billion in free agent money. If you count Ohtani, if you take him out, it's $683 million.
I saw a business short on Instagram that says that the Dodgers have already made back the $700 million they owe Shohei Ohtani.
Look.
It's funny, man.
He's good, man. And, you know, he's having some fun with the idea of how close he came to being in Toronto. Jeff Passan tweeted yesterday that Shohei Ohtani is en route to Toronto, which is a direct troll shot at our guy John Morosi. And boy, yeah, it is a thing. Dave Roberts.
Look, we're not going to be in the Ohtani race. I'll tell you that now.
We know. You're not interested in the greatest player of all time. You're chuckling along with your beat cronies. Dave Roberts laughs at the idea that the Dodgers are ruining baseball.
I'll tell you, before this season started, they said the Dodgers are ruining baseball. Let's get four more wins and really ruin baseball. Let's go.
Bleep them kids. Bleep them draft picks.
Freaking evil empire. It's what they are.
I'm here for it.
I know you are. Here he is on ownership investing in the roster, Dave Roberts.
What do you say to critics who say you're buying a championship?
There's always critics. I think that we're in a big market. We're expected to win. Our fans expect us to win. I can't speak to what revenue we're bringing in, but our ownership puts it back into players, a big chunk of it, which I know that's the way it should be with all ownership groups. I would argue, I don't want to get too philosophical on ownership, but I do think that, trying to be a competitor, as Mark Walter and our ownership group is, that's what you want. I mean, I would think that that's what sports fans want from everyone, to get the best of their team. And I think we do as good a job as anyone.
I know you are a fan of what they are doing because other teams theoretically could. right?
Yeah, and because the Dodgers actually put their revenue back into the on-field product and don't hoard it, because they know that they can pick up other revenue in other ways, and they want to win. And that's what I want other teams to try and be.
I understand. I understand. In the ALCS, Lawrence, I was rooting for the Mariners because I wanted Seattle to get there, and I find them likable. I find their GM, Jerry DePoto, to be aggressive every year, and I admire his aggression as well. He's finding the team likable and all that. But once the Blue Jays won, it was impossible not to feel something for a few people on that field.
I did. When you're watching it all play out at the end of the ALCS, and I would have been fine had the Mariners moved on too, because there's so many great stories, and the franchise story of them not being a World Series team, that and having a West Coast World Series, I thought would have been kind of cool too. Not a lot of travel, that doesn't become a story inside of the World Series of like, oh, look at how many miles both of these teams have had to put on themselves here in Game 4, like all that stuff. But when I was watching Vladdy celebrate, and at first, if you go back to the moment that they clinch, everyone's running out there, and he was kind of dumbstruck. Like, you see him being like, wow, like it hitting him that this is what's happening and that they are going to the World Series.
And the legend has been, or not the legend, but the story has been, he wants to win a World Series ring and give it to his father, who never won one.
Yep. And that got me in the feels. Like, I'm older now, so there's a lot of that type of stuff that is going to reach me now. Well, I don't have any kids, but when you have mentorships, you have nieces and nephews, like, that stuff hit me. And then the baseball part of it hit me. And then the Canada stuff hit me. Like, Vladdy's a child of Canada.
Yeah, he was born there. Raised in the Dominican, but born there, and very much embraces what it is to be the face of that country athletically, and certainly that city and that organization. He talked to Hazel May on the field after the game, and it was beautiful.
Vladdy, you have tears in your eyes, Vladdy. You said you were born ready, Vladdy. Tell me what the emotions are, Vladdy. You've worked so hard for this. You were 16 years old when you signed with this organization, and now you are going to the World Series, Vladdy. If you can just give us a few words, how are you feeling right now?
Amen. We do this for the city, man. We do this for y'all. We do this for y'all. Four more, baby. Four more.
Vlad Guerrero Jr. tearing and then eventually getting it together.
You know where Hazel May's from?
The Dominican?
Toronto.
Oh, is she really?
Uh-huh. So you have that thing. And then I really got into my feels because I started thinking about his dad, and I kept thinking about the World Series that we were denied, because that seemed like a White Sox.
Oh, dude.
Expos. Not the World Series. He was denied in 2005. He came close that year.
Yeah.
But not really.
Not really. But the World Series that we were denied with one of the best collections of talent ever with that 94 Expos team.
Yeah.
And then I got into my feels, and I'm like, God, I think I'm crying right now this.
Those White Sox were pretty good that year too, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I know.
That's what I'm talking about. We were denied that World Series.
A couple more quick things on the series. Tonight in the lineups, the DH is hitting leadoff for both teams. That has never happened before.
They got the ridiculous guy.
Yeah. Shohei Ohtani is your DH. George Springer, to protect that knee, is also the DH. The DH has hit leadoff. And then the Chicago ties in this World Series. There are two pitchers on the Blue Jays who are former Chicago baseball players. Can anybody name one? Anybody think about it? One reliever. Brendan Little, the lefty reliever. You remember that guy? He made his Cubs debut in August of 22 as a COVID replacement in Toronto. He hit a guy. He fell down trying to make a play, then gave up a three-run homer to Teoscar Hernandez and got the loss. Welcome to the big leagues. He's Toronto's top lefty reliever, but he's been bad, and the fans absolutely hate him. He gave up the homer to Raleigh and loaded the bases for the Suarez Grand Slam. And the other one, Chris Bassitt. 16th rounder for the White Sox in 2011. A great find. Debuted for them in 2014. Traded by the White Sox in the big deal for Jeff Samardzija. Traded along with
Marcus Semien
from the White Sox, along with Chris Bassitt and Josh Fegley in that trade. He's making $22 million at age 36 to probably be a bulk reliever, but maybe a high leverage reliever in a remade Toronto bullpen.
Was it one of the White Sox who hit the liner off of his head?
Ooh, it's a good question. Was that Avisail Garcia? I don't know why you just flashed to mind. Like that.
I gotta look
it up.
I don't
remember.
But I remember that and being terrified for Chris Bassitt.
Also, Dalton.
When he was an A, right?
I think you're right. Dalton Varsho is Gary Varsho's son, for any old Cub fan who doesn't realize that.
That's one of the things that you'll find out. The Blue Jays have a lot of players' kids.
Oh, yeah. Bo Bichette is playing second base tonight. He hasn't played there in 7 years. And
speaking, it was our guy, King of the Bat Flip, Billy Hamilton, a.k.a. Brian Goodwin.
Brian Goodwin. Oh, okay. He hit it off Bassitt's head. So he was a White Sox player. And for the Dodgers, there's no player with former Cubs or Sox ties, but Mark Pryor is the pitching coach. That's what you got.
All right. That has been your World Series roundup.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.